welcome back to Surviving Me. I'm your host, Day, and today's episode is for every woman who's ever been a strong one, the fun one, the glue. Our guest today is Jazz, a woman whose presence lights up the room, but whose story reminds us that even the light needs rest too. In this episode, we're talking about what it really means to carry fun girl energy while also holding real emotional weight. We get into the pressure to perform joy, the betrayal that can happen in friendships, and the boundary work it takes to protect your peace. And in the second half, we get real about sisterhood, how it heals, how it hurts, and why having a soft place to land matters more than ever. If you've ever been the one everyone leans on, but silently wondering who you lean on, this episode is your reminder that being strong doesn't mean you never need support. Let's get into it.
This episode is for the girls who's always smiling, always showing up, and sometimes hiding a whole lot of pain behind her energy. So let's talk about being a fun friend without being taken for granted. Without further ado, I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
I'm Jasmine. I'm currently 29. I do consider myself the fun friend of my group, which is why I'm really excited to start talking about this topic.
Okay, that's great. That's great. So let's start off with, have you always been the friend with the good vibes? But what do people often miss about you beneath all that energy?
I think one thing that like people always miss about me is even though like I'm always laughing, having fun, I'm extremely sensitive. So yeah. I feel like because I don't go out of my way to kind of show that, I kind of try to keep an optimistic look on a lot of things.
Yeah.
So people kind of can't tell that I'm extremely sensitive and I'm very emotional.
Okay. I could see that because I mean, if you always looked at it as a pretend, you know, that's always smiling. Always a good time. I think people, it's just true, like, oh, that person don't ever be sad, which is just not realistic.
Yes.
It's not realistic at all. So if we jump into the first question, do you ever feel pressure to always be the fun one, even when you're not okay?
I don't feel pressure from other people. Maybe pressure on myself. Like, I try to always show up, like, you know, like, with good vibes. Like, I always want to be the person that has, like, a good vibe to them. Like, I never want people to see me, like, down. But as far as I feel like I have great friends that, like, kind of can sense when things are off of me. So they'll sometimes be, like, so definitely, like, what's going on with you? Like, really, like what are you not telling me? But I think the pressure comes from myself, not from
other people. Well, that's great, though, to have friends like that. Those are the best type of friends to have, honestly. Yes. The ones that just know without you even having to say.
Exactly.
So how do you balance showing up for others and being honest with your own emotional needs?
I think it's communication, really. Yeah. Like, communicating, like, with my friends, I always show up for them no matter what. Even if I feel like, you know, I'm not at my best self, I do try to still up for my friends. But if there's any times where it's like, you know, if I need to be by myself for a while or if I need a friend to like show up for me, like I feel like the communication is there. Like I can just express myself and let them know. But I feel like that's the only way to balance it is to communicate.
Period. Because communication is everything. I totally agree with that. So have you ever felt overlooked or unsupported because people assumed you was always good?
Maybe in like past friendships.
Yeah.
But with my current friends, I can't lie, like they're really great people. Like, so I don't ever really feel overlooked or unsupported. But in past friendships there were definitely times where, you know, I feel like, you know, why can't you see that I'm sad? Like how, because I feel like I'm the type of person, if I'm around someone all the time and I consider them to be one of my good friends, and even if the tone is off, I could be like, something is off with this person. Like, I need to figure out what's going on with them. So I feel like the people I had around me, they just probably didn't care enough to.
Period.
Yeah.
That's a great way to put it, because I totally agree. And I feel like when you're just connected to someone or you care about them, you just can sense. Well, I don't know, because I know not everybody, you know, read the room and all that good stuff well, but I just feel like when you care about somebody, though, it's just like, I don't know, you just know. You just know.
Yeah.
So what has betrayal look like for you in friendships? And how did you heal from it and be okay with even accepting new friends after that betrayal?
So some of the betrayal, just to give an example, I've had friends that like secretly didn't like me.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they showed it on the surface, but like deep down, like they just did not like me. And you could just tell when somebody doesn't really like you because, like I said previously, like they just didn't care about anything that was going on with me. Like you could just feel it. And I feel like that was like probably the biggest betrayal I got in a friendship, was finding out that someone that I thought was like a best friend to me just liked me. And to heal from it, I'm not gonna lie, I just feel like I looked at it as if like that's a problem within themselves. Like, period. I didn't think it was really something wrong with me, or like I was hurt by it because, like, you know, I felt like, damn, like this was my friend, I cared about them, and to think like that they didn't feel the same way, like that was very hurtful. But I just felt like they had to be some type of like insecure with themselves or something going on with them, and I just had to look at it that way, like they're going through their own struggles right now, and I just had to move on from it.
That is a great way to look at it, and honestly, not a lot of people could look at it from you know, that point, because you know how when you in it and when your emotions is involved, it's hard to look at things from, I guess, like a logical standpoint. You just instantly go in it with emotions. But with you saying that, I think that's a very logical standpoint to look at it. Like, you know what? It probably was them. They had, you know, probably got their own stuff going on, mm-hmm. and you don't take it personal. That's great.
Yeah, so that's definitely something I had to learn, though. Like, in my younger days, like, I probably would have, like, reacted just based off emotion. But as I get older, I feel like I'm starting to look at things from that kind of standpoint. Like, this person is, like, either projecting or something's going on with them, and they're just taking it out on me type of thing. Or, yeah, just trying not to take it too personally.
And that's a great thing. More people need to do that. Take some notes out of her book, y'all, because some stuff don't be personal at all. Like, some people really just be going through their own stuff, like, for real.
Yes.
So how do you protect your peace while still being the light that people know and love?
I think self-care.
Yes.
To protect my peace, it's like, and I don't even mean like self-care as in like the physical things, like, oh, let me do a face mask or something like that. I mean like self-care as in like, if I feel like I need to take a time where I need to just like isolate for a moment, like, I'm not gonna lie, I have to communicate to my friends, like, listen, I need some time to myself. I need to do, like, whatever I want to do, and I just need to be alone, whatever that looks like.
Period.
I can only show up, like, as, like, this light if, you know, I have that time to be alone, pretty much.
And I love that. Self-care is so important. For y'all, mm-hmm. for those who don't know, I'm very big on self-care. Whatever self-care looks like for you, I'm here for it. I feel like not enough people do self-care, and self-care is so important because, like the saying says, you can't pour from an empty cup. So exactly. You need to fill yourself in order to be there for others. So mm-hmm. I love that. So what's something you wish more people knew about the girl who keeps the group together, or do you feel like the girl that keeps the group together?
Sometimes I do feel that way, just because I feel like most of my friends have met through me. So like,
yeah,
to do anything, it's like you kind of have to, like, I have to be the one to organize it. So I mean, I think one thing I would wish they knew is like that I always don't want to be the person to initiate the hangout. Like, you
yeah,
know
what
I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm the person that's always like, let's go do this, let's go do that. And I always like say sometimes that I want to be the person that's invited, because, you know, it just makes me feel loved. Like, oh,
yes,
like, is the one asking, like, you're asking me, and making me feel like, okay, this person also wants to be around me, even though they say yes, but it's like, still, you thought about me.
Right.
Like asking you.
Right. Like, you took the time out your day to think of mm-hmm. me, and you wanted to plan this. And I totally get that. That totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense. What boundaries have you had to create to be both fun and emotionally protected?
I really think that my boundary would just be like everybody around me, I just feel like just has to be kind of like on the same wavelength as me.
Yes.
Like, I can't have people around me. Like I said before, I had people around me who didn't really like me. I had people who just had like different attitudes than me, handled situations differently than me. So I feel like a boundary I have is like, if I feel someone's just not really on the same wavelength as me, like I just like can't force that vibe, if that makes sense. Like,
yes, that makes perfect sense. Yes. Yeah. Having like-minded people around you, yes, is very important.
Yes.
It keeps, yeah, everything great. It keeps, it makes things smooth. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. So that was the last question for this episode. But to end the episode, I always kind of ask like one thing, like what is one thing you would want to say to other females or other women who also feel like, you know, they're the fun one and always have a good time? Would you think you should say to other women who may feel like, you know, sometimes I don't want to be the fun one all the time?
I think the main message I would have is communication is key. People can't always like read your mind. So even though I'm telling you that, like, you know, I have friends that can feel when I feel a certain way, but communication is key. Like, maybe they assume you always want to be the fun friend.
Right.
You don't want to be always be the fun friend, or you feel as though you need a break from that, communicate that.
Period. And that's the best thing she could have said, because communication is seriously key when it comes to a whole, even a lot of people think like communication is separate, but you need communication in all your relationships, friendships, yep, your man, your family. It's just, mm-hmm, best to be have a great communication when it comes to anybody, any relationships in your life that you value. Definitely, yep, talk it out for sure. So moving on to the next topic, which is called Sisterhood is a Soft Place to Land, which I am here for because I consider myself to be a feminist. I think it need to be more woman power. I think there need to be more unity. And I'm so here for sisterhood. So this topic is very interesting for me. So to start it off, what is sisterhood? What does that mean to you?
Sisterhood, as someone who only has brothers, I don't have any sisters, I definitely seek like or sought out that sisterhood with like my friends. And I feel like to me it's just like having a person that's just like there for you all the time, someone you can have fun with, someone you can tell your problems to, you can vent to, someone, yes, can celebrate your wins, you can talk about your losses with. I just feel, yes, like it's just that all around that person for you.
Yes, and they tend to be there through it all. Even when, mm-hmm, men leave, when men come, they just always there. And that's why I value sisterhood so much, because they really be there through it all. If you have a good, mm-hmm, one. If, yes, you have a good one, let me put that up there. So have, mm-hmm, you always had strong female friendships, or did you have to learn to trust women?
I think I've always been kind of like a girl's girl. Like,
yeah.
So I loved having like girlfriends, doing girly stuff. So I definitely have always had strong female friendships. I did learn a lot throughout those friendships that, you know, we, like I grew apart from people or whatever. But I didn't really have to learn how to trust women. I feel like even in my childhood, I made pretty good friends. And I feel like that's just like off of my own judgment. Like, you know, you could kind of see what type of girl like would make a good friend and what type of girl wouldn't make a good friend. But yeah,
I totally agree with that. And I'm glad you even brought up being a girl's girl, but that goes into the next question. What makes a girl's girl different from someone who just shows up for the fun?
That's a good question. A girl's girl is, yeah, just not the party friend. Like, y'all not just going out getting drinks, whatever. The girl's girl, you gotta be there for everything. Like,
period.
I think like some of my friends, we've kind of like grew up together. So it's like there was times when we were partying and stuff like that. And now I have friends that are like married with kids. And some people, they don't like stuff like that. Like, they're like, okay, well, you're married with kids. Like, what else can we do? And I feel like a girl's girl is like someone who's going to be there still. Like, even if, you know, we grow up or we grow apart, like, we still, like, are around each other. I feel like we support each other. If you, like, have any ventures, you got to be there for them. If they're going through hard times, be there for them. I feel like a girl's girl who just shows up 100% in every aspect.
I agree with that. A girl's girl, just someone who shows up in all the phases and stages of your life. I agree with that completely. So, can you share a time when a sister friend held space for you in a way that changed your life?
No, I can definitely share a time. The funny thing about it is I was starting a new job. One of my best friends now was a coworker of mine. Uh-huh. And we met a couple years ago. And I was going through a miserable time, like relationship problems, just like personal problems. And I was showing up to work miserable. I just met this girl and I didn't really have anyone to talk to about it. And I'm not going to lie, I trauma dumped on her. I trauma dumped on her and I told her all my business, everything I was going through. And she just sat there and she listened. And we didn't even, like, we probably worked together for a couple months, but all our, like, conversations were, like, you know, friendly, like, light, fun conversations. But she definitely was there for me, like, always checked in. And I feel like that is when I noticed, like, damn, like, this girl is, like, a good person. And now my best friends, like, this is like my, like, I consider her my sister, like, from that moment.
Love, like, it.
Her just listening and being there, like, in that rough time, I was just like, this is somebody, like, she stuck with me, you gotta stay. Period. Like,
it's a lifetime marriage for sure. Mm-hmm. I love that. So have you ever lost a friendship that felt like a breakup?
Actually, growing up, I had a very close friend. She was who I considered to be my best friend, and it was something from, like, middle school all the way into adulthood.
Yeah.
And there was, like, something that she, like, hid from me. It was like a big secret that she hid from me.
Yeah.
And I just felt like it was something, you know, just like we just talked about, like, you're there for everything. And she just holding that back from me, I just felt like, you know, you don't care about me at all. Like, and there was other two where she would kind of be like the, you know, the girls where it's like they want a relationship before anything else. They don't care about friends. They just want to be in a relationship. It was, she was turning into that kind of person. And when we decided to just not be friends anymore, I feel like that really hurt. Like, that hurt worse than any breakup, because it's like we were friends for so long. Like, I just remember talking about, like, what our lives would be like right now. Like, oh, when you have kids and when I have kids and they're going to be best friends and da da da. And to now know that we don't even talk to each other, like, it's just, that really hurt. It took a long time to get over that.
No, and I totally agree. I don't think people realize that. I always say, I feel like friendship breakups be sometimes hurting worse than a male breakup. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, male breakups, yes, they hurt. And we're not saying that they don't, but, like, when it's your friend, like, you feel like that's your bestie, y'all been through it all. Mm-hmm. You done told this person so many secrets, they done told you so many secrets, and then for it to just end, that hurt.
Like, relationship breakups is like, it's kind of in the back of our mind that maybe this person, you know what I mean? Like, it may not always be, like, you may not always be together. Whereas, like, with a friend, never picture falling out with your friend. Like,
you don't.
Out of left field, you never think, like, what if me and this person never like each other again? That, I feel like that's why it hurts so bad.
Yes. And that's a great way to put it, because you don't think about your friendships ending. Like, when it's your girlfriend, you don't think about, oh girl, we ain't gonna be friends in like 20 years. Like, you don't think that. But with a male, you know, that's a possibility. Like, it's a possibility that, like, we might not work out. Like, like, that was a perfect way to put it. I totally agree with that. What do you think makes women scared to open up to other women sometimes?
I think it's probably just stems from, like, fear of judgment. Women can be judgy.
They
can be very, very judgy. I'm not gonna lie. And I feel like some women are scared to open up because they're scared of that judgment that they know women can have. So, I mean, and I think it's, like, probably trauma from, like, other friendships too. Like, you know, you got burned in the past, so it just makes you not want to open up to other women like that again. So I think that's pretty much, I think it's just all fear, like,
I totally understand it. I totally agree with that, because I feel like I was in that space before where I had a best friend, and, like, we said, it came to an end. And when I tell y'all, I was probably, like, the hardest ending to ever experience, baby. And it, like, just, it took me a while to get over this. And I can honestly say, ever since that situation, I don't think I ever had a close girlfriend ever. It really scarred me to the point, like, baby, I ain't trusting no more females. Like, this is it.
It can get like that. But I feel like you kind of have to overcome that, because you could be missing out on, like, a lot of good friendships by having that fear.
And you know what? I totally agree with that. And I totally... think that I may be missing out on some great friendship just because I'm now guarded. And I'd be trying to be optimistic when it comes to stuff like that. But you know what? It's taking time.
Okay, so going into the next question.
How do you show up for your friends now? And how do you let them show up for you?
Every friend is different in how they want me to show up for them. Some friends just like, I have one friend, she's like, you have to text me every day. We have to text every day. She wants my location. She wants to talk. And that's how I show up for her. Like, we talk every day. I check in with her. And I have another friend where she just like wants quality time. So she likes to hang out all the time. And that's how I show up for her. I think everyone is pretty different when it comes to my friendships, but I try to like, you know, I kind of ask them like, what do you want? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how can I show up for you? I had that conversation with a couple of my friends, and each response is different, but how I have them show up for me, like, I just think if you're just there for me in some way, like if it's just, you call me, you text me, or, you know, you ask me to hang out, any way really to show me that, like, you know, you're thinking about me.
I think that's a beautiful way to have people show up for you and for you to show up for your friends. I think that was the most simplistic answer, but the most real answer. Like, the only way you can know how to show up for somebody is to simply ask them, literally, like, you know what do you need from me out this relationship, or what do you need from me out this friendship, how can I be a better friend? So I think it's great that you went to your friends and asked them that, because not a lot of people do that. So it's beautiful that you do that, and you're one hell of a friend, for sure, for sure.
What do you want more women to know about the power of having real friends?
I think having real friends, I feel like they can really elevate your life. Like, yeah. I know a lot of people may be like, oh, like, you know, I don't need anyone, I'm good by myself. But I think having the right people around you, the right women around you, they can uplift you, change your life, date you. And I feel like they can make you like an all around person. And I think that friendship is very powerful. And I think everybody needs at least one really good, solid friend.
And I couldn't agree with you more. Like, I truly cannot agree with you more. I think once you find the right one, like you said, it could be powerful and it could honestly be life changing. Like, because like you said, some friends be there for lifetime, like literally. Some be there longer than you even your person that you're dating. So yeah, they can benefit you in a lot of ways. So yes, I totally agree with everything she said. What does healing and community look like for you?
Healing and community. I think it's just having people to talk to, because I am a type of person that, like, sometimes I can keep things bottled up, or I feel like, you know, I don't want to burden through my problems. I think healing in community, like having people there to support you, having people to just listen, give you advice. I feel like all of that could be very healing. Because sometimes if you're just trapped with your own thoughts, you could like go in a downward spiral. So having people around you that can, you know, bring you back up, uplift you, I think that's important.
I totally agree with that completely.
Because, like I always been saying, like I keep saying almost every episode or every guest episode, everybody needs somebody. Whether y'all want to admit it or not, everybody needs somebody. It doesn't have to be a partner. It could simply be a friend. And that could be your somebody. Like, seriously. Everybody needs somebody. To close it on out, if another woman is listening right now and they're struggling to find their tribe or their, you know, their forever friend, what would you want her to hear from you?
If you're struggling, I think that you kind of just have to put yourself out there. It could be uncomfortable to like put yourself out there to let people know, especially as an adult, that you're looking for friends, because it feels kind of childish to say like, oh, like I'm looking for friends at our ages. I think putting yourself out there, sometimes you have to be the one to initiate. If you want a person would connect and you guys would make good friends, like you will have to communicate that, like, you know, be the person to initiate, hey, you know, I feel like we have a lot in common, would you mind, you know, let's hang out sometime, let's go get a drink. Like, I think you just have to make it, make the first move or put yourself in the front.
So just being open, basically, like, just be open.
Mm-hmm.
don't be closed off. And because, I mean, being closed off, that you could be missing, you know, great friendships that were not even knowing. Especially if you know how, I don't know if y'all is like this, but y'all ever be like on Instagram and you're just going through your stories and like it's just one person that you just always watch your story, but y'all like not friends, but you'd be like, damn, yes. It's like we was to be in person. Like, I feel like we would really be a vibe. Like, you know?
Yes.
And sometimes it's just about the making that first move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you never know, if you made the first move and like, oh, I think we'd be great friends, you could unpack something and y'all could actually turn out to be very good friends for a long time.
Love that. That was the best advice you could have said for it with friendship. And honestly, that's the end of this episode. But I couldn't have thought of a better person to come in and discuss the topic that we were talking about today, because I always looked at Jazz as somebody who just, like she said, a girl's girl, like who's always there, who shows up for her friends and just like to have a good time. And I met Jazz when I was in my little bacon era, whatever you want to call it. I was in my little bacon area. I thought I was going to be a banker. And I met Jazz, and honestly, we bonded kind of over like a book. Because I would be reading books, and she would be like, oh, I'm reading books too. And I'm like, really? We should read them together. And that's really how it went. And then and the rest is history, to be honest. And we kind of just had like a little mini book club, literally, every time we clocked in, like, girl, did you read the chapters? Like, it was a whole bob. So to have her on here discussing this topic, it's no better person. And I truly thank you for taking the time out today to even do this for me. It means a lot more than you know.
It was so much fun. I really like that you're doing this. And you know, I support it 100%. And I was so excited to talk to you today because I thought this was perfect. Like, for real, like, I was like, this is such a good topic for me because I love talking about like friendship and stuff like that. I think it's fun.
And you know what? Not a lot of females talk about it, you know? Like, it's not enough girl power or unity to me.
And yeah.
I feel like her coming on here and discussing this topic is to show y'all, like, it's females out here who is like Jazz, and they're just a really good friend, and they be there to the end, for real, for real. So if you took anything from any of these topics that we discussed, please take the time to analyze it, journal about it, reflect it, see how it applies to you. And as you, like I said, if you're looking for your tribe, go find that tribe.
Yes,
100%. Go find that tribe.
This conversation with Jazz was for every woman who holds it down while holding herself together. Who for the ones who keep the group laughing but cry alone. For the ones who learned how to love their sisters even after being let down. And for the ones still learning how to let themselves be held. Before we close, here's Glow Letter, something you carry with you when the weight feels like too much. Dear self, you don't always have to be the strong one. You don't have to be the fun one. You don't have to hold everyone else just to feel like you matter. You are allowed to unravel. You are allowed to say, I'm not okay today. Being the light doesn't mean you can't have shadows. You deserve friends who see you even when you're quiet, who ask, how are you really? Who holds your heart gently and never make you feel like a burden. This is your reminder. You are not just the glue that holds people together. You are a woman who is worthy of being poured into. Let softness be your protection. Let sisterhood be your safe place. Let healing be something you no longer do alone. If this episode spoke to a version of you that's tired of being the fun one, share it with the sister who needs the same reminder. Follow us on IG at survivingme_ for more real conversations like this. And leave a review if something in today's episode stayed with you. Until next time, keep going through it, keep growing through it, keep glowing through it. Be soft with yourself, and as always, keep surviving you.
I've battled the silence, I've wrestled the shame, faced all my demons and called them by name. This ain't for sure, it's deeper than deep. I'm surviving.